Well, Charlie, delighted you could join us tonight, and of course, ahead of the championship, we're looking forward to the junior, the senior, and the intermediate. A hectic few weeks coming up now.
Absolutely, Tom. Yeah, it's coming into the red hot championship at the moment. The leagues are almost finished. The senior leagues are all finished anyway, and it's now down to the championship, which is really what everyone looks forward to at this time of year.
Yeah. What do you make of the system at the moment, where the leagues are completed and then it's championship football?
Well, I think it's quite good, because, I mean, if you go back a number of years, the leagues used to be played and the championship was played nearly at the same time, and it's created all kinds of difficulties. Now, what's happening now at the moment is clubs can concentrate on the championship and the gear they're training towards the championship, and I think it's a far better system.
Yeah, obviously, and the inter-county team has its own station, you know, or its own period in the calendar as well for the championship.
Yeah, well, that is true. Well, I mean, with the situation now with the inter-county matches, and you have the super rates and all that type of thing, the counties dominate nearly up until August anyway. So there's very little a club can do. I mean, you couldn't be in a situation where you would have to play a championship match without your county players.
Yeah, yeah. It's bad enough to have to play them in the league, but certainly not in the championship.
No.
Tell me anyway, the reason I want to talk to you tonight is we hear a lot about the club championships and all the various cups that are handed out. You have the Dr. McQuire, obviously, for the senior championship. You have the Cathal McLachlan Cup for the intermediate championship, and the Dr. McCluskey Cup for the junior championship. Maybe you could give us a little rundown on the history of those cups, starting with the Dr. McGinley Cup is one of the oldest cups, isn't it?
No, well, the Dr. McGuire.
Dr. McGuire is the
oldest.
Yeah,
well, the Dr. McGuire Cup is there from nearly the beginning of it. You know, Dr. McGuire Cup is an honour of Dr. Edward McGuire, who was a hugely intelligent person, and as they used to say at the time, a great scholar and a brilliant writer. So he was obviously a very intelligent chap, and he got involved in all kinds of causes in the county, local causes, political causes, and all types of causes. But he had a great career. He was a great writer, and he wrote quite a number of books. In fact, he wrote the history of the Raphoe Diocese, and then he followed that up with the history of Letterkenny and the history of St. Eunan and the history of Ballyshannon. So he was a fantastic.
What period are you talking about? What years was he about?
Well, I suppose if we go back to the very beginning, Tom, in relation to him, he was born in Inver on the 10th of February 1857. And from there, after his national school in Inver, he went to secondary school in Ballyshannon. And after Ballyshannon, he entered Maynooth in the beginning of 1874. And in 1879, in December 1879, he was ordained a priest in Letterkenny.
Yeah.
And afterwards then, in 1883, he became a professor in St. Patrick's College in Maynooth, and he stayed there for a number of years, until about 1896, when he moved back to Donegal, and he was acting as curate in various parishes like Inver and Gidore and Letterkenny.
And tell me, what was the family background? Because I can't imagine all that money going from Inver, no disrespect to Inver, going to secondary level and going on to college.
No, there wouldn't have been, Tom, but he was a very bright pupil, and I suppose he was picked up at national school and there was a secondary school in Ballyshannon at the time. It was run by a Mr. McIntyre. It was called the McIntyre Classical School in Ballyshannon, and I'm not sure exactly how he ended up there, but obviously he was a very bright person, and that's where he began his education.
And where did his link and association come with the GAA?
Well, he was involved in the first county board meeting, which was held in Mount Charles in October 1905, and he became first chairman of the county board. And with that as well, he was there for about a year, and he also represented the county and the Ulster Council of the GAA in that year. But his term was cut short because in 1906, the St. Eunan's College in Letterkenny opened, and he was given the position of president in the college in Letterkenny, and he was there until 1910. And after 1910, then he was appointed parish priest in Fannet. And during that time, he was obviously interested in research and writing, and he wrote the number of books that I mentioned earlier. And that went on for quite a number of years. So he was then, later on then in 1923, he was appointed parish priest in Carrig, in here, in this area. And he was there until he died in 1926.
And when was the Dr. Maguire Cup, or how did that come about?
How
did the Dr. Maguire come about that it became a competition?
Well, what happened after he died in August 1926, the Donegal County Board issued an appeal for funds in order to purchase a cup in his memory. Obviously, because he was the first chairman of the county board, they wanted to mark that. So they issued an appeal for funding. And funds were available, and quite this, if you're looking back at the local papers, the listings of the subscriptions were listed in the paper. And as far as I understand as well, the diocese helped in the purchase of it. And the trophy was purchased, and it's been awarded to the senior football champions of the county ever since then. Now, obviously, that's going a bit, and in the mid 60s, it has obviously been damaged and probably damaged beyond repair. And the bishop at the time, Bishop Anthony McFeely, in 1966, donated a replacement cup.
What year was it first presented to the senior champion?
It was in 1928 or 29.
Yeah, and tell me, is the what happened? The old cup, has it been restored or has it been saved or?
I think it's saved. As far as I know, it's in the it's in the museum in Letterkenny.
Yeah, so it's there for everyone, public
oh,
show.
Oh, there, yeah.
And obviously, it's a huge big cup, isn't it?
It's a massive trophy, yeah. But the new trophy is a similar type of trophy. As I say, that was presented by Bishop McFeely, and that one has been repaired a number of times since then. In fact, when I was involved in the county, I had it repaired as well, and it's in reasonably good shape at the moment. Obviously, trophies get huge amount of abuse, and they need to be repaired every now and again. But it's in good nick at the minute.
Yeah. And any idea the initial cost and the cost of the last one?
No idea, Tom. I don't know what it cost.
Well, obviously, it was nothing to be sneezed at, because obviously there was a public appeal for funding. So
But obviously, as well, Tom, is that they didn't have enough money to purchase it, because the bishop at the time and the diocese at the time. And a lot of the priests in the diocese contributed to it, because it was in memory of Dr. Maguire.
And as you say, Charlie, he was the first chairman in 1905.
And
tell me, did he do much to promote the GAA afterwards, or?
Well, I think he was always very interested in the GAA. Looking back at the various records, I haven't come across his name as such, but obviously, with the being the type of person that he was, he would have given huge encouragement to any club that he visited, or any club that. And I know, and he got himself involved. And he used to speak at quite a number of fashion and gatherings of the GAA. So he would have been fairly influential, Tom. Up until he died in 1926.
And of course, obviously, probably in St. Eunan's College, he would have promoted it as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was an own GAA nursery at that stage, or certainly in the for a long period afterwards as well.
That's right. But he had a great career of it, and as well as that, after he died, the teachers of the county erected a Celtic cross on his grave in Carrig. And that stands there, and it's in the graveyard there, just beside the Carrick Chapel.
Brilliant. That's a nice piece of history. Nice to know about them, and obviously it's a very coveted cup, as you know yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and tell me then, we mentioned at the outset there the Dr. McCluskey Cup. That's presented to the junior A champions. Is there much known about that cup?
Well, I don't really know an awful lot about it. You'd probably need to talk to Tahar Shan about it. But all I know, Tom, is that the junior championship, there was no junior championship up until 1932. And 1931, at the beginning of 32, it was mentioned that there should be a junior championship. So then at a county board meeting, I think it was in June of 1932, Sean McCool proposed that we start a junior championship, and then it was run off in July and August of that year. And the cup for that junior championship was known as the McCluskey Silver Cup. Now, I don't really know anything about who McCluskey was, but I intend to do a bit of research on that and see what I come up with. But as I say, and Tahar Shan, who is the historian really in the GAA in the county, might know something about it.
Yeah, and Tahar Shan Gallagher in Gortahark, of course, a great GAA historian in the county, as you quite rightly said. Maybe some of our listeners can shed some light on it. If they do, that we at 60 25,000 is the number. They can text us any information or send it to me here at the at Highland. Loughlin Cup, I know that's something that's quite dear to you, and you knew Cathal McLoughlin. Can you tell us?
I worked with Cathal McLoughlin. Cathal was working here in the local tweed factory here in Kilcar, mostly as a truck driver, and he travelled around the country. In fact, when I was working down in Turmakidi in Mayo, he used to arrive every week with his truck delivering yarn and then bringing garments from Turmakidi up to Dublin. So there was a round trip between Kilcar, Turmakidi, Galway and Dublin, and he did that for quite a number of years.
Yeah.
But he was a fantastic footballer. He had great talent, very skillful, fantastic forward, and he played first of all, I suppose, with Kilcar, because there wasn't a club in Glencolumbkilde at that stage. But then when the club was formed in Glencolumbkilde, he went back to Neamhullen. But he played for Kilcar for quite a number of years.
He was from Hotlin or Carrick?
He was from Carrick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What years are you talking about, Cathal?
Well, Cathal died in 77, and I think it was in February 1977. But he was a very young man, Tom. He was only 38 years of age when he died.
Yeah, was he married? Had he family? Or?
No, he wasn't married. No. But he has quite a number of relations around the area still. And it was a shame, really, you know, because he was a very young man, great company, and a fantastic worker.
Yeah, if my memory serves me right, the intermediate championship started around, what was it, 76, 77, around that period, wasn't it?
That's right, and then Neamhullen donated that trophy in memory of Cathal, which was a great thing to do at the time, you know, but they appreciated the talent that they had in Cathal, and it was a shame that he died at such a young age.
Did he play county football?
For the county, and he might have played challenge matches and that, but I don't think he ever played for the county as such. He definitely wasn't on any of the championship teams, but it's like everything, Tom. In those days, if you were working and you were travelling around the country 5 or 6 days a week, you didn't have much time for football in the evenings, and you definitely didn't have much time for playing intercounty football.
Oh yeah, and obviously if you were travelling from Kilcar to Turmakidi and on to Dublin, that wasn't the roads weren't quite as good then as they are now, and took a little bit longer to do as well.
That's right, yeah, and he had probably one of the biggest trucks. He definitely had the first major or huge truck that came around to this area. It was a big articulated truck with a trailer on it. So that wasn't an easy job, but he was well up for it. He was fantastic.
And that's presented to the intermediate champions every year since.
In fact, former county chairman Francie Cunningham Give a very touching speech, I suppose you could call it, at his graveside, and on the day that he died, on the day that he was buried. And
Francie was probably a teammate of his, was he? Or
pardon?
Francie probably had played football with him.
Football with him, yeah. Francie would have known him very well, because he was on the Neve Columba teams that Francie played on as well, you know.
So.
And I suppose he wanted to acknowledge the amount of work that Cathal did for the club as well.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great bit of history, Charlie. Thanks for joining us. I'm sure people will find it interesting, the story of Dr. Maguire, of Cathal McLaughlin. And well, we're looking for information on the McCluskey Cup. Do you know if the McCluskey Cup handed out at the moment is the original one, or was that changed as well?
As far as I know, it's the original one, Tom. Yeah, it goes back quite.
Look at Charlie. Thanks for joining us tonight. As
You're welcome.
I said, appreciate that. Okay, thank you.
No problem.